Beggars and Choosers by Katrin Collier, read by Kate Jarman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. A tinsel and candle-bedecked Christmas tree soared upwards from the ground-floor stairwell to the balcony in the foyer of the Empire Hall Theatre. Beneath it stood a trestle table, covered with a red tablecloth. Sally Watkin-Jones, her two brothers, sister, and the family's housekeeper, Mary Williams, were busy arranging pyramids of paper cornets containing boiled sweets on it, when the door banged open and Mansell James strode in, followed by a train of errand boys carrying large cardboard boxes. Mansell returned Sally's smile and directed the boys to set the boxes down onto an empty table next to the theatre's closed box office. He lifted his hat and inclined his head. Miss Watkin-Jones, Master Geraint, Master Gareth, Miss Llinos, Mrs. Williams, compliments of the season to you all.
And to you, Mr. James.
Sally's formal greeting contrasted oddly with that of the two younger brothers, who ran to Mansell and proceeded to pretend box with him. One of Gareth's punches flew wide and hit Mansell on the chin.
Oh, I yield, I've taught you too well, Mansell pleaded, adopting a pained expression as he rubbed his jaw.
He opened one of the boxes in an attempt to distract the boys.
I promised I'd check the contents, but only because I knew I could trust you two to do it for me. There should be 800 assorted sixpenny toys for the knockdown price of £15, as negotiated by your father with Mr. Hopkins.
You want us to count them all? Gareth gasped, horrified.